Welcome back, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh my gosh. That was a great show.
Tiger King's like 30 minutes from me. He's at the jail that's like 30 minutes from me.
He's still in jail?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What did he do again?
He like...
illegally had...
I don't even know. I can't remember. I just remember that being the biggest craze of COVID.
Was he mean to the animals?
It was like... and he had them illegally or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just think about when his worker got her arm eaten off, and then he's like, we're never going to financially recover from
it. Yeah. Should I tell everyone about Joey Stalker?
I don't know. That could piss him off.
Do you think he listens to my podcast?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, I just want everyone to know that Joey has a stalker, and it's actually getting concerning.
I'd be scared.
Yeah, you're right. What else should we tell the people about? Do you have any life updates you want to give?
Do I have any life updates?
Oh, your chickens. They hatched.
Oh, yeah. I had some eggs hatch. 8 out of the 12 were fertilized. And then 4 out of the 8 hatched. And then one of the 4 had like a really deformed leg. It was horrible because it was like healthy otherwise. But like chicks, like they work on like a hierarchy. So they'll like kill the other ones. And they started being mean to it. And then I was like... Googling, I was like, there were things I could probably do to help the leg, but like, I think it had a messed up wing too. And I was just like, I feel so bad. So I made Larry off it. I felt terrible. It was horrible.
Did you cry?
I was upset for the whole day. I was upset. Yeah. It's just like that stuff, you know, sticks with you.
Yeah.
I felt like it was the right decision. And then we've got 3 healthy chicks otherwise. So it's been fun. They're over a little week old.
Did you name them yet?
Oh, yeah. Uba, who's a Real Housewives from New York City. I name all of my chickens Real Housewives names. And then we have Gina and Emily, who are OC girls.
Beautiful. I love it. I wish there was a Real Housewives named Mary or Kate, but I don't think there is.
There is a Mary in Salt Lake City. She's rich.
Okay. Well, let's add that next time you have another one.
Okay. Yeah. I wish there was a Real Housewives of OKC because I would definitely try to be on it.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think I was made for reality television.
You think you'd fit in with them?
I do. I'd be the crunchy housewife.
That would probably get a lot of traction because people would be like, this chick is weird.
I'm going to write Bravo. I'm like super bougie too, so.
Yeah, perfect.
What I need to be. So
yeah, you wore dresses for like 4 days in a row, so.
I did.
You know how to be fancy when needed.
Were they on sale, dresses? Yeah, they were on sale. I know a good bargain when I see one. I would be the real first. Well, actually, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's been other ones that have breastfed, but I'll be the first to whip my tit out on The Real Housewives.
And probably be the first to actually watch your kid, too. So.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's got nannies.
There's one girl from Atlanta who did elimination communication. And wow. I thought that was really cool that she was like bringing it to television. And she was like, why do they think it's weird to do something that we're going to do anyway? Like, we're going to potty train. So like, why not start now? And I was like, yes. This is so cool.
That's fun.
I know.
I've never really thought about doing that, but maybe for my next one, I'll attempt it.
I mean, we have.
I feel like I'd be lazy, honestly.
It's not that hard. But like when you're sitting at home, like if you're staying, like I know you're busy, but like when you're like don't have a job, it's like, what else are you going to do? Like it's fun to do.
Put the kid on the potty.
Yeah. We haven't bought diapers in well over a month.
Wow.
So occasionally we'll put her in a cloth, like if we're going to leave. And I'm like, I'm not sure if she's going to go or not, but we leave the house a lot without diapers too. So
that's beautiful. Good for you guys.
It's fun. And today, it was so cute. Out in the driveway, she peed. And she said, she told me she peed. And I was like, oh my God.
What'd she say?
She said, I pee.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Wait, start sending me videos for talking. I haven't.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen this part. I just get pictures.
Every time she hands you something, she goes, here you go. Oh, so cute. He's so cute.
Can we just talk for a second? It's just... I don't know if I even actually want to bring up this can of worms. I'm just going to say that my child was speaking full-blown sentences by 16 to 18 months. Wow. And I'll say that's pretty unheard of. And I feel like there's a correlation with not vaccinating your baby and breastfeeding.
Maybe.
But some people might formula feed them facts and their kid is also a genius. So
I was going to say that definitely does happen too.
Yeah. Who am I to correlate?
They're more resilient to heavy metals than other children.
Wait, which group?
The ones that are vaxxed and advanced, they're just resilient. Yeah. They've got
their detox pathways are so open.
Yes. They've got great lymphatic drainage. Yeah.
Their mineral storage is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't have the MTHFR gene mutation.
Maybe that's true. Assume.
Well, anyway, guys, today we are going to do a Q&A. We got so many questions. So we might as well just jump right in.
Okay. I'll go first. Someone asked an ice cream recipe. And I know she's talking to Kate because this was her Q&A, but
I'll share mine anyway.
I'll share mine because it's much more simple. I don't even have a creamy.
So much better.
I don't even have a creamy. I got the Cuisinart, which is much cheaper. And you don't have to wait 24 hours like the creamy. I think that's so bizarre. I'm not waiting for my ice cream, but mine's just milk, cream, maple syrup, vanilla, and some salt. And you can add like egg yolks or whatever if you want to like add some extra nutrients. And then if you want chocolate, you just add some cocoa powder and it's so good. You literally just do everything to taste.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hi. She just came up and said hi.
Okay. Have you ever been on anxiety medicine? If so, what kind? I was a little bit in high school and a little bit in college, like on and off. I don't think they worked for me for one, but for two, I never consistently took them. So I can't tell you if it worked. I also have no idea what they were. But once I got pregnant with Barrett, I just cut them cold turkey. I don't know if this is right, but my OB was like, yeah, if you weren't taking them correctly in the first place, you can just do it cold turkey. So that's what I did. I don't really think they helped me though, but I'm not against them. If you really need, like, if you're like, like I need to kill myself because I cannot stand this anxiety, like, by all means, you know, take the anxiety medicine or take the depression medicine. I think it's just,
Band-aid.
Yeah. Once you start to feel a little bit better, I think we should work on like, okay, what was the root cause for needing this? And then how can we heal?
Get off. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to it if you need it.
I agree. I've also taken them, a lot of different ones, a long time ago. So I don't even remember what they were. But the most recent was probably, I think I was like probably 25. And I was on this one. I don't know what it was, but I wanted to be done. So I didn't realize this one you had to like taper off. And I ended up in the urgent care because I was having the craziest symptoms getting off cold turkey. I cold turkeyed it and it was horrible. It like felt like I was getting like little bursts of adrenaline all the time. And like my chest was heavy. It was horrible. So I'll never forget this. I was at this like, you know, like, you know, those like pottery places where you paint pottery and then they like, put them in there. They like whatever.
The mad Potter.
I was there with my mom and Larry, and we weren't even married yet. We were going to get married in the next few months, but like he hadn't even proposed yet. And I just was sitting there crying, doing my thing. And I brought it up to the lady at the desk. I said, "I don't want this. Like, you could just keep it." And I went to the urgent care that day, but it was horrible. She was looking at me like, "What the fuck?" And I just like walked out. My mom went up and like gave her my name and stuff and paid. But I was like, it was horrible.
Oh my god.
So yeah, just make sure you consult your doctor before you turkey them. Oh, okay. Should we be giving vitamin D drops to newborns? I don't necessarily agree with doing this. And I guess there would be situations maybe where I would, like medical reasons, I guess, but just to do it, no. I'm breastfeeding, I would eat a lot of like fatty foods because vitamin D is fat soluble, and then things like cod liver, egg yolks, liver, butter, like things with, it's kind of hard. I would definitely be in the sun if I could. If it's wintertime, I know that's tough, but like just be eating those foods. Or you can take the supplement yourself, which I don't necessarily agree with either, but that's what I would do.
Yeah, I was going to say I would personally supplement and then the baby would get it through my breast milk, but I wouldn't be giving any infant supplements unless it's like homeopathy or cell salts.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a fun question. What is your biggest splurge on yourself since making big girl money on social media? A house, obviously. That was like for sure my biggest splurge. But then my second biggest was my car. For sure.
What'd you get?
A Mercedes GLS 450.
Oh, dang.
Yes, I remember her husband is my accountant, and he, like, before I met Joey, or before, like, Joey and I became a thing, he, like, Larry took care of my money, and mm-hmm. I would always text him, like, do you think I'm gonna go broke if I buy this? Or, like, do you think I can, like, and I would just text him constantly, because I was so nervous, but he was always like, yeah, you have no concept of anything that you're making right now.
He literally hang up the phone with you and look at me and be like, she thinks she's broke. And she's making so much money. He's like, it's disgusting.
I really couldn't grasp how much money I was making. Other than that, though, I bought like a couple of Bottega bags, but like,
I've never even heard of that.
They're like that green purse I always have in videos.
Tell Real Housewives that I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
you won't make the cut.
Yeah, they would literally cut you first audition. other than that, I actually don't purchase big things ever. Like, Joey has bought me a Chanel bag, and it was $10,000. I personally would never, ever spend that kind of money on a bag. Mm. But, you know, that's his thing that he wanted to do. So, yeah, I just like buying... I like being able to just buy little things. Like, mm-hmm. I just wanted stuff to make Rice Krispies, so I Instacarted it. And I like mm-hmm. knowing that, like, I don't have to check my bank account to make sure I have the money in it, because before I would. So
yeah.
Now I don't have to do stuff like that. So that's this kind of stuff I enjoy. Unlimited Instacarts.
That's another thing that we always laughed about, because my husband had her account like hooked up so he could, I don't know, whatever.
You could do every purchase I was making in my whole life.
Oh my God, the iPad would constantly be like, ding, 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 Instacart, Instacart, Instacart. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite
she's at Target.
Thing. $500 at Target.
That's so funny.
It wouldn't even be on like clothes and stuff. It's like food and I don't know, just stuff for Barrett. Or I really don't think I live like my friend Bridget all the time. I gotta stop saying like, but she always says, if I were you, I would be spoiling myself way more than you do. And I think I just don't really think about it, because my home was so expensive and I paid so much down in cash that I'm just like, I don't need to be spending anymore.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Someone asked if you're going to be sharing your house when it's done, but you're not.
I'm not, because Joey has a soccer.
So
one person ruined it for everybody. And I'm going to be armed. So.
Okay. How do you keep crunchy boundaries for your kid with others, like grandmas, this person said?
Take it away, Jordan.
Okay. Well, I personally...
Don't let my daughter out of my sight.
Yeah. First off, we're always together. Second, I made it clear. I had my husband talk to his family, which I don't think he made it as clear as I did with my family. So we're working through his communication on that. But I just made it clear, like, you know, it's my way or the highway. And that mm-hmm. sounds harsh, but like, that's just how it's going to be, because that's what's important to me. That's my main priority. And I like to think, like, my mom loves me so much that, like, she will respect my boundaries. So I trust her to do that. And, like, I think she also knows, like, I'm not afraid to...
I hate using the word.
Yeah, like, cut people off. But, like, if every time my mom's with my baby and she's going to be giving her all these things that are on my no list, like, that's going to mm-hmm. be an issue. I also don't live by any family, so that makes it a little easier, which I would love to live by family. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, it's just life circumstances, we don't. And so... I think that makes it easier. But yeah, you have to have those conversations. There's no like, oh, we're thinking about doing this or doing that. Like, tell them what you're doing and what you expect from them. I do worry, like, maybe not worry, but I think about scenarios like when she's older and like we're going to someone else's house and they're like, just don't live the same, like full of junk food or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how I'll handle that. And this will come back to you in a few years. But like, for now, I'm very much in control, so I can just handle those things.
Yeah. Also, I think people are forgetting that we are adults and we don't have to run things by our families. Like, you don't have to go to your parents and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? Mm-mm. It's just, hey, these are our rules and our boundaries as a family. You have to respect them, or you will not be able to be around the kids alone or something like that. When my parents are respectful of my boundaries, for sure. But when I said I was going to homeschool, they were like, okay, we've gone along with all your little ideas, but this one is psychotic. I remember I said, you guys got to raise us exactly how you wanted when we were growing up, and now it's my turn to raise my children exactly how I want. So you can either respect it or it's just not up for discussion. Like, I'm not going to do a debate with someone about my own child. So you just got to make your boundaries clear and firm. And people don't respect it. They don't respect you as a parent. Yeah,
that's so true. That's a really good point. Like, I'm sure people roll their eyes at me or like say whatever they do behind my back. But like, if you're going to say it to my face, like, we're going to have an issue because.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to change my mind. So like, don't bother arguing with me. And I guess, I don't know. I hear like little comments sometimes and whatever, but I just ignore them because I am confident in my decisions.
Also, I don't think people realize that if you want access to your grandchildren or your nieces or your nephews or whatever, it starts with the mom.
Yeah.
Even if you have a good relationship with the dad, it's like the mom is the one who birthed the child. So be nice to me, or your invitation is revoked to be in my child's life. And not even to be petty, but it's just like, I don't trust you if you don't like me. Like, why would you treat my child well if you have ill towards me?
Yeah, that's a really good point, too. I don't know.
Thank you.
It can be, I mean, it's tough. Navigating family stuff can be tough, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like how old are your parents?
65.
Okay, so are mine. Well, my dad is about to turn 70. That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But like that age, that generation, like they're like definitely like, oh, rolling their eyes at rules. Like, why do you guys have so many rules and this and that? But I don't know. It just like has to be this way.
Yeah. Okay. How did you know a breakup was needed when it wasn't all bad? What did you think going through it? So I assume you guys are talking about me and my son's dad. And anytime I reference my ex, I'm only talking about my son's dad. I would never talk about, I don't have any other exes that like would be of significance to be speaking on. So just to clear that up, because everyone always messaged me, are you talking about your son's dad or a different ex? Like, I'm not crying over any other ex, okay? But anyway, it was just, we were unequally yoked and I felt that we were not going at the same speed or direction.
Definitely direction.
So I just, knew I had to cut ties. And I actually had a girl, I want to talk about this more on Instagram because I have so many women reach out to me and be like, I've debated messaging you, or I felt comfortable messaging you. I'm like going through the same exact thing you did with your ex. How did you leave? I could tell you really loved them. And it's hard, but I think two things to think about. One, if you already have a child, would you want your child to be in the relationship that you're in? And then two, can you truly say that if nothing changes and you have to live this way on these terms with your ex for the rest of your life, will you be happy? Or would it hurt for a little bit to leave them and find someone who will treat you right? Or is it going to hurt worse to stay with them for the rest of your life and then look back when you're 90 and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I stayed. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I did, but it makes it no easier. And I definitely still cry my ass off about it all the time. I think it's just like a thing of like grief and joy exist for me at the same time. Like especially having a child with someone else, it's just like you are, whether you like it or not, you're like soul tied in some way to that person. So grief and joy exist at the same time. I still cry about it, but that doesn't mean
you're not happy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just two things exist at once for me because I did choose to. You're not meant to have children with people that you don't marry. And so like, that's just something I'll have to work through for the rest of my life because I chose to step out of what God intends for us. And I like, once I made that realization, I was like, oh my gosh, I now realize that God doesn't have these set rules in place to control us. It's literally to keep us from breaking our own hearts. And I chose to step out of that will of God. And I will deal with the repercussions for forever. Mm. So that's my spiel. And make sure you're marrying the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with them before you have kids, because it's hard.
Yeah. Careful who you have sex with. Okay.
You're captivated by my answer?
I was so captivated. can't even think now. Okay. Do you plan to spray anything in your yard for weeds, pests, like Wonderside or something? Yeah. So Wonderside, I use Wonderside. It's great. I do feel like I have to apply it more than I would like to. But for weeds, I just do Epsom salt, a little dish soap. You could add essential oils. You don't have to. But that works really, really well for weeds. So that's my non-toxic go-to. Oh, I think maybe, is there vinegar in there? I don't think so. But you can spray like on dandelions and stuff too, straight up like hardcore vinegar, but that works as well.
Yeah, vinegar like will kill your grass though too.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah. So
be careful.
Yeah, that's like more for concentrated things, areas.
Yes. Yeah.
Also for pests, like around the door frames and stuff, like Wonderside's good. They have an indoor one, but the peppermint, like spiders hate peppermint, that sort of stuff. Citrusy oils.
There's a company called Sundays, I believe, or Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You can get off Amazon too. Yeah. I was thinking I would probably get that.
Cedarside's good. Cedarside.
We've never heard of it.
That's what you need for ticks.
Okay. I need to drench my backyard in that.
Yeah. It's actually like, it's like a bark and you like put it around the perimeter and it like keeps, they don't go over it.
Well, maybe I'll put it at the bottom of my fence.
Yeah, or where the lake is or wherever. Said they like live in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, what are your thoughts on stevia? I read it that it can cause reproductive issues. So I've gone back and forth about stevia. Mm-hmm. And the more that I'm starting to look at stevia, I feel like maybe I'm cutting back on how much stevia I'm eating as a contraceptive. I feel like you'd have to be taking so much stevia, but I'm just trying to be more mindful of like, I'm not going to drink 5 drinks a day that all have stevia in them, if that makes sense. Like, I'm just trying to cut back a little bit, but I truly don't know. I don't know.
Why are you trying to be more mindful?
Why am I?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like there's so much information coming out about like, okay, we truly haven't looked too, like, we don't know for sure if stevia is good or if stevia is bad. It's just kind of in like a gray area. Joey's very anti-stevia, but then Real Foodology, Courtney, she posted like, all right, I decided to deep dive into stevia and now I'm not going to be using it. So I was just like, I don't have the capacity to look into it fully right now, but I am just trying to be more mindful of, you know, I'm not going to drink my electrolytes and my greens and my whatever, all of these drinks in one day that all have stevia. So,
yeah, I think anything that sort of mimics that sweetness is not going to be good, especially like for our brain transmitters and stuff. Like, it's tricking our minds.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
It's hard to avoid, though, because every supplement, I feel like, has it.
I think the only time the electrolytes I use have it, Nectar, and then every once in a while, I have an Olipop, and that's all that has it.
Do you not do protein powder?
No. I eat my protein.
Right? I was going to say, not that I drink protein powder every day or even weekly, but I do know that my protein powders that I have stevia in them. So if you're, whatever. I just don't know. I'm inconclusive.
Oil pulling. Do you oil pull?
I do like a good oil pull.
Yeah. I use coconut oil and a little bit of castor oil. I love oil pulling. Mm. It's great for gut health and for your mouth microbiome, obviously, but...
What oil are you using?
What, castor oil am I using?
You're using castor oil for your oil
coconut to pull? Oil, yeah.
Okay. And coconut oil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Coconut oil is what I use.
But yeah, maybe like 5 to 10 minutes. I do it like every other day.
Okay.
When I actually did a gut protocol when I worked with Jen, who we had on, I can't remember what episode number that is, but that's a good episode to go find. General Fitness is her name. But she had me oil pull when I was working through my gut cleansing. I had H. pylori, and it's like you can like keep giving it back to yourself because it's like in your mouth. So you need to like take care of your mouth. Thought that was interesting.
Is it gone now?
I haven't retested. I don't think so. I could only do such a gentle cleanse. I was like feeling way better. And like my symptoms are way less, but like I could only do a gentle because I was breastfeeding. So once I'm done breastfeeding, I'm going to like hardcore hit it. Unless I'm pregnant. Then I'm not.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Get pregnant right away. Okay.
Which I still don't have a cycle. I should update everybody because I talk about that sometimes. 14 months postpartum, been breastfeeding nonstop, especially at night. And I still have no cycle. Which is normal, completely normal.
I don't think I got mine back until like 16 months. And then my supply definitely like dropped significantly.
Interesting.
Yeah. I got like barely right to that 24 month mark because my supply just tanked. And then because I got, I think because I got my period back. But you probably nurse way more than I was pumping. At the, by the time I got to like 16 months, I was pumping like three times a day. I was, you know.
Yeah, she nurses a lot through the night. And I know a lot of women say they have luck getting their cycle back if they night wean. And like they're like, oh, I'm ready for another baby. So they night wean. That's their first step. I truthfully couldn't even imagine night weaning because she's like very dependent on the boob to sleep. So I'm just going to leave it for now.
Yeah, that one's tough. My friend Michaela, she did get pregnant, obviously, while breastfeeding. But I want to say her son was around like 18 months when she got pregnant again. And she had started night weaning.
Oh, yeah. I saw she posted about night weaning.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because now he's a little over two and she still nurses him, I think, just to go to bed now. And like when he wakes up and stuff. But yeah, she did get her cycle back and they get pregnant. So. Maybe when she's not, when Romy isn't wanting to boob as much, it will come back. Someone's question, do you wear your hair any way other than down? Sometimes.
What else?
Sometimes I wear it up. Sometimes I wear it down. I'll let you know tomorrow what did I do.
Unless I've washed my hair that day, I'm not wearing it down.
Yeah, I curled my hair this morning because I went to lunch with one of my friends. And I can't remember the last time I did my hair. Just been being a slob for the past couple months.
Is that the question you want to stick with or do you want to do another one?
No, I want to do another one. Okay, this is a good one for us. What would you do if your child had eczema and anaphylactic food allergies?
Oh, no, that's scary.
Yeah, that is super scary. But here's the thing, guys. Eczema is your body's way of telling you that your gut is having issues. So you want to heal the gut. And when you heal the gut, you're going to help those food allergies. And a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times when kids are having eczema and severe food allergies, it can be linked to vaccines. So if you're vaccinating, I would look into that as well.
They are listed as side effects.
Yeah. My sister was vaccinating her two girls just because she didn't know better. And they had the most severe food allergies. They would have like insane breakouts, like almost like the anaphylactic food allergies. They could have like maybe 10 safe foods. And then once she stopped vaccinating and started to heal their gut, they are completely fine now. They can like eat absolutely anything. They can eat peanuts. They can like do it all. So I would definitely look into that.
That's scary.
Yeah, super scary.
Thoughts on antibiotics for GBS positive in labor? I did extensive research on GBS through like my doula training and then just being pregnant and everything. First off, I would deny getting tested in general because GBS can like come and go within an hour. Like those, like that's, it can colonize that quickly. And then like, it just like comes and goes. So like you can literally have a positive test 1 hour and a negative the next. Additionally, the testing isn't always accurate. I think it's like 80% accurate. We're the only country that does it like standardized testing for GBS. Like, I don't think any other country does it regularly. So yeah, this is tough. This is like a really personal decision because you do not want your baby to get GBS. It like is scary. I was positive. I did test just out of curiosity.
Wow.
And I was positive and I did tea tree oil suppository for like 5 days and then I like didn't even think about it again. That was literally it. I didn't do antibiotics in labor. I would maybe consider it maybe if my water was broken for more than 24 hours because then your risk does go up slightly, but I don't know. That's like a really personal, I just recommend doing a really deep dive on it. There's some really good books out there about it. There's some really good podcasts about it where like doctors actually break it down. So yeah, that's like a really personal choice to decide if that risk is worth it to you. If you do go for the antibiotics, definitely want to get on probiotics right away for you and the baby.
So with that, was your midwife just like, yeah, you can still do a home birth? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't even think about it.
Okay. And then if you did say like, hey, I want to do the antibiotic, would she have those readily available for you? Okay.
Yeah. She can do antibiotics. They say, so when you do the antibiotics, when you're in labor, it's like every 4 hours you're getting a round of antibiotics. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it's IV. Yeah, it's IV. So, yeah, I don't know. I think the risks of the antibiotics outweigh the risks of, because it's very, very rare that the baby would not only get GBS, but like have GBS and then like have detrimental effects from it. So I don't know. That's like one of those where you have to decide if the risk is worth it for you.
Can you tell us your opinions on vitamin K and what'd you do?
I declined vitamin K. If you were to get it, I know some hospitals carry some that only have vitamin K's. Apparently there's no
preservatives.
No preservatives or anything in it. So you can request that ahead of time.
As the shot?
It is the shot. And I think if you have like a really traumatic birth or like you're in a car accident or something, I can see a place for it. But regularly, no. Routinely, no.
Wow.
And I didn't do drops. And if you are circumcising and you want to decline, they won't let you do both. But if you like wait over a week or something, then it's fine.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like vitamin K is the only one. And maybe it's because I truly haven't done any research on it. Like with Barrett, I just gave it to him because I had no idea.
Mm.
But that's like the only one that still makes me hesitant. And it's probably because I've just never looked into it. And I just hear horror stories of people, you know, I mean, there's horror stories with everyone having a horror story for something. But so I just wanted to know your thoughts on it.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
Okay. Vaccines with newborns and opinions of family members, thoughts, studies, research. You know, this goes back to when I said, you're the adult now. You don't have to tell your family anything. Yeah. That's the thing is when I decided I was done, I felt like everybody could just look at me and know, like, she doesn't vaccinate her kid. Nobody's thinking about it. Nobody's wondering it. Just don't bring it up at all. Like, there should be no family gathering that you're going to and then being like, did you get your child's 2 month shots today? Like, nobody's. And, you know, you can lie if you want. You can say, yeah, it went great. So
I just say she has everything she needs.
Beautiful.
And I love that because it's the end of the conversation.
And it's true. She has everything she needs.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced joint pain or inflammation? What's the natural remedy for this? I personally, the doctors when I was like 15 told me I had arthritis because my joints were so painful, which I didn't. Well, maybe I did, but it's like an inflammatory, like a autoimmune thing. So definitely like you're going to have to clean up your diet. I recommend working with a professional to like get tests done and check out labs and stuff. Avoid inflammatory foods. I like turmeric's really good anti-inflammatory that I love. Just strong herbs and stuff. Movement and sauna and
no seed oils.
Cryo, no seed oils. Gluten, I'd definitely probably cut gluten and dairy and anything and slightly inflammatory.
What's the number one health item you can't live without? Mine would be a water filter for sure.
Oh, yeah. Probably same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even think about tap water. It actually makes me feel disgusted.
Do you ever drink water at a restaurant?
Never.
Never.
Also, I'm never really going to restaurants anyway. So like today I did and I was not. I just order water and I don't touch it.
I just say don't bring anything.
If it's a fancy restaurant, I would ask for bottled water they have, like, you know.
I've got some weird responses. I've had, like, sometimes they're like, I have to bring you something or my boss will be mad at me. And I'm like, okay. And then the one time I got kicked out, I didn't get kicked out. My water bottle got kicked out because I brought my own water bottle. And they're like, you can't have that. And I'm like, okay.
I don't drink water. I don't drink liquids when I'm eating. I never have.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I just, like, usually I'm just like, I just have my water just in case I want
so
it. But
healthy.
You don't need water. You're so cool.
No, I think it's actually bad to drink liquids while you're eating. I've read that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that too. But sometimes, you know, you just need a little help getting it down.
Yeah, you need a little sip of something. How tall are you? I'm 5'8". I think Jordan is too, right?
No, I am almost 5'10". Don't disrespect me like that.
Yeah, sorry. Don't disrespect our elders.
You will look up to me. Oh, this is a good question. Would you have a home birth for your next baby?
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't announce it to the internet because I hate the internet. I cannot imagine willingly posting anything while pregnant. I couldn't handle it. I would do what Jordan did. Go just show up one day with a baby.
I did. That's what I did. I literally
were
had
you
it
showing your face. I can't remember.
Sometimes on my story, I wasn't even really posting that much.
Okay.
And then I think the last time I had posted was March. And then in August, I posted like a clip from my home birth. Like, surprise. I had a baby and I never even posted I was pregnant.
Did you like post it on Facebook and stuff too? Or does nobody know anything?
No, yeah, definitely not on Facebook. I can't remember the last time I posted on Facebook.
Same. I just don't touch it anymore unless I'm on Fox News just to like show everyone like, got your ass. you all thought I was just gonna be that stupid, dumb single mom and got your ass.
You know, I love not my Facebook groups.
What?
My Facebook groups, but go on.
Yeah. I was gonna say, not that I think single moms are dumb. Obviously. Oh, yeah. I'm just, people project, would always project things on me that would just like, you know.
Well, of course she got pregnant. Of course she's been
slut.
Yeah.
Of course you want to amount to anything. Dude, people in my hometown are mean.
Yeah, people who are miserable are mean.
Yeah, and that's old my hometown. Like, I don't talk to anyone anymore. I don't do anything. And like, I have friends though that still talk to like that group of friends I used to be in, and they'll tell me stuff or I'll see it. And yeah, just like people will talk about me all the time. Just,
is
like,
your hometown small?
No, not really. And it's just people who were like, it's not even like, it's people who I went to high school with or grade school with and their parents. They're just rude as shit. And I think it just stems from like jealousy of why does she get to live this life?
Yeah.
And my children don't, or, and I don't. It's just whatever. Boo hoo. Should have tried harder.
Speaking of which, did you watch Unknown Numbers on Netflix?
I couldn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I did. And I went in blind. Like, I had no idea. My friend
was too triggered.
Oh my God. You should watch.
No, I can't. I'll hate the mom. I will want to fight the mom.
No, it was her. So I just went in blind. No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I literally thought about it for like probably the next 24 hours. I was like, I feel icky.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me feel yucky when I saw like a trailer for it.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah. I cannot imagine. That is the definition of a mom who hates herself.
That was insane. Oh, how do you meet your fiber goal if you don't consume veggies?
Probably not. We were being honest.
Fruit has been fiber.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does meat have fiber? I don't know. I'm pooping very regularly, so I'm fine.
I poop 1 to 2 times a day, so I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Magnesium. Up your magnesium.
Thoughts on the different types of store-bought milks. What is the best? Here's the thing. If you do dairy, you should be looking for like a grass-fed, organic.
Low pasteurized.
A2, preferably.
Oh, yeah. A2. No added vitamins or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Enriched or whatever.
And if you don't do well with dairy, get something that is just like almonds, purified water, salt. Make sure the list is simple.
I would not eat almonds, but that's just me personally.
Right? This is an almond milk matcha.
It's just like, why are you trying to?
I just think dairy does me dirty. I felt so tired after I drank my matcha the other day with regular milk. I literally felt like ass. So
I get that.
I didn't have raw.
I get quitting the dairy. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
I shouldn't be replacing it with,
I don't know. That's a personal decision.
With milking almonds.
Ooh, what are your thoughts on period cups? That's a no from me.
Yeah. Also, isn't that plastic?
Yeah, I think it's like, I think they're silicone, but which we learned is plastic.
It's just as bad. Yeah.
Also, they can cause prolapse of your pelvic floor.
I feel like nothing of that substance should just be going up the vag.
It's gross to me. It needs to come out. Like, and it's literally staying, it's keeping it in there. I quit the tampons too.
I'm a free bleeder.
We're free bleeders. Period underwear.
Period.
Bad, I guess.
Period.
Period.
How many kids do you want? Like, realistically, how many do you think you'll?
I don't know. Because I used to be of the mindset like, ooh, I don't want to be pregnant at 40. But now I'm like, that's not that far away. I'm going to be pregnant at 40. So
I hope I'm pregnant in my 40s. What else am I going to do?
Also, yeah. We live longer when we have babies.
That is true.
I don't know. I truly could see myself, I definitely more than two.
Mm-hmm.
I could like see myself with like six.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I want it at least five.
See, I don't like the thought of an odd number because I don't know.
Can I switch to six? Because I don't want four.
Switch to six, yeah.
Okay. But then I was getting to thinking, like, I also don't want a Sprinter van.
Oh my God, I do.
Oh, okay.
I rented one over my baby shower last year, and it was fun.
Wait, why?
Because so many people were coming to town, and no one wanted to rent their own car, so.
Innovative.
It was a whole thing. Yeah, so, yeah, I loved it. Oh my God, there's room for the dogs, the bags.
Okay, maybe I'll get one.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, safe. You feel safe, you're high up.
Yeah, that's true. Fine, whatever, I'll get it. Yeah, at least six for me, I think. But then I'm just like, I don't want to be greedy. Like, I just want healthy, smooth pregnancies. I don't want to jinx it. Like, I just...
So many people have 10 pregnancies that are
healthy.
I don't... Yeah, I just... I love being pregnant, too. I loved it. And, like, maybe I will have a pregnancy where I'm miserable. I don't know. But I loved it. If I could be pregnant 1,000 times, I would.
Beautiful.
I don't know. Love it. Guess we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, also, I hope, like, I love it next time.
You know, I apparently don't get my cycle back quickly. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, like, after the next one, if it's the same.
Yeah. I was telling Joey, I definitely want to wait. Like, we want to have children after we get settled into our house. Maybe like next summer we try. But I feel like I want to soak it up and enjoy my next one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so like, wait 2 years after that one. And then just, like, you know, have them back to back, whatever.
I don't know. Two under two. I know a lot of people do it, but, like, that does seem daunting.
I can't do it. I know. I feel like I would feel bad because I know that I gave Barrett 110% of my all. Like, that kid, I had the patience of an absolute saint, co-slept. Like, that kid never had a day where he felt uncomfortable or not held. And I just, when I think about not being able to give another child 100% is, like, that makes me feel. Yeah. But I'm sure it's different for everybody. Oh, I just know in my heart, I don't think I have the capacity to be a 2 under 2 mom.
Well, I think about it too. Like, you know, people have Irish twins. I was looking at her at 12 months old. I'm like, I wouldn't have any idea what was going on. Yeah. Like, it would be so heartbreaking to, like, I'm still her world at that age. Like, to not be able to explain to her, like, why I'm feeding this baby or, like...
Why you can't pick her up yet.
Oh, God, it would just break my heart. But, yeah, I agree. And I know women who have multiple kids always have this concern, and they always say, like, there's so much... Like, the love will literally double. But, like, I worry. I'm like, am I going to be able to, like, have the capacity to love another baby as much as I love my first baby? But everyone says you do. But
I think about that all the time, especially because it's just been me and Barrett for so long. Yeah. I'm seriously scared that I'll be like, okay, who are these intruders? Like, you're, you know, because it's just, I'm only used to Barrett.
Yeah.
And he's so old. Like, I don't remember the baby. I've been away from the baby stage for so long. I just hope I have the same patience.
Yeah. He's going to be 7 soon.
I know. Isn't that sad?
It's crazy. Soon he'll be off to college.
No. I was thinking about it. 1/3 of his childhood is over.
That's tragic. Did you cry?
All the time. I specifically remember bawling my eyes out to my parents on his first birthday. And they were like, what is your deal? Like, he is still little. And I'm just like, but it's never going to stop. Like, he's...
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to keep getting big.
I cried the whole day of her first birthday.
Yeah, same. I was so sad.
I keep thinking, like, because I was, you know, I squish her. I'm like, oh, my baby's so cute. Isn't it? Like, in a couple of years, she's going to be like, I'm not a baby. I'm like, oh, my God. That's going to be heartbreaking.
Yeah. Barrett still loves that stuff, though. And he's almost 7. If that makes you feel better.
That does make me feel better. Hopefully, Romy's still breastfeeding. And she still needs me. I'm just kidding.
The day Barrett is just like, I want to sleep by myself, that will kill me.
Oh, yeah. I think about that a lot, too.
I don't think it's coming, though, for a long time.
Like, honestly. She loves right now, like, when I chase her and, like, scare her. I'm like, my friend Gwen was texting me, we had babies 7 weeks apart, and she was like, one day they're not going to like that stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. Why would you say that? It's heartbreaking. I don't know.
Do you have a good one to end on?
Okay, let me see. This isn't a fun one, but how do you keep your baby toddler away from screens, TV, iPad, etc.? I mean, you can't use them yourself. You have to lead by example on that one. Turn them off, put them away, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I didn't know any better. So my kid's always been a screen kid.
That's fine. That's fine.
Actually, this is what started it, is once he got mobile and I had to pump at night, I didn't have like two sets of hands. So I would turn on the TV and have him watch a show so I can sit and pump. And then that's kind of when the whole watching a show before bed started.
Did you ever do a hands-free pump?
Yes, but it was big and clunky. It was whatever the Spectra one is that you don't have to. No, I didn't do wearables. I couldn't get any milk output. So I did my Spectra, which isn't, you don't have to plug in, but it is like big. So you have to lug it around. So I would have to like sit and do it. Also, I didn't get a pumping bra until like 4 months in. After I got a pumping bra, it changed my life to not have to sit there and hold my, what are they called?
Flanges.
Yeah.
Someone messaged me and they're like, you said on your podcast, you don't wear bras ever. They're like, even when you work out?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What? Yeah. They're just flying around?
Yeah. Unless I'm running. And then I'll put a sports bra on. But I don't really run, so.
Okay. Is red light safe when pregnant? Yes. But a lot of people say don't do it directly on your stomach, except Dr. Charlie actually says he would recommend doing it on your stomach. He did a podcast episode on it. And basically, he just says, like, light is so beneficial for babies that he doesn't see a problem with it. And then Nurse Lauren was saying she just doesn't feel comfortable doing it because there isn't enough research on it.
So he said to do it on your belly or not?
He did say he would. And then Nurse Lauren said, because she was pregnant at the time when they did the episode, and she said, I personally don't feel comfortable because there's not enough research. But he was like, it's literally like light gives us life.
That makes sense.
Why wouldn't it? So
I did it all through pregnancy, but I did not put it on my belly. But I was laying out in the sun, which is the equivalent basically, but better. And so I don't know. My midwife said to avoid my belly because it kind of gets your heart rate up, and we didn't want to get the baby's heart rate up. So I thought that was a theory, but yeah, I did avoid it, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, if the light's on my belly a little, like it's a problem, but I used it all everywhere else.
Okay, good to know.
Especially on my big old cankles.
Did you get those?
Oh, I was pregnant in the thick of summer, and it gets well over 100 here, and oh my gosh. Yeah, I got them.
Okay.
All right, this was a good one.
All right, gang, talk to you later.
Okay, bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.